Thank you, Dean. We've been really blessed by the missional community too, and the Swansons and the other folks that are in it. So anyways, like Dean said, my name is Chad Friesen, and I'm really excited to talk to you guys about actually what a couple missional communities are going to be doing here on Saturday. And I figured it's probably easier for me just to tell you what we're doing, and then I'll kind of get into the background about it. So Saturday from about noon to 3 o'clock, we're going to be hosting students from OU here to do a game time. We're going to offer up free food again, just some light food, hot dogs and so forth. But we're going to offer that up to college students. And then we're going to have games, board games, card games, lawn games that we'll do inside, whatever. We're going to do that here in the basement from noon to 3, like I said. So it'll be a great opportunity to have Oakland University students come. We think we've got about 30 coming, so we're going to have a good group. And we'd love to obviously have you guys there to interact with them. So before I kind of get into the why of the game time, I'd like to talk real briefly about the missional communities that are involved. Dean already kind of gave a background on ours, but the Skiltons actually host a game missional community, which is really awesome. Obviously, they're tag teaming this with us. They're going to be handling a lot of the games, which is really good because I can't remember games, and I also definitely cannot shuffle. And my wife gets lots of active practice whenever we got a game. So they're going to be handling that. They meet a couple times a month. It's a great opportunity for them to meet other folks, and I know talking with Jeff that it gives them opportunity to have deeper conversations with the coworkers that they invite and the friends that they invite. So they're going to be a part of it. Also, obviously, we'll be a part of it. There's about 9 of us in the missional community, and our intent really is how do we interact with OU students? And we've had the very good fortune of working with some great partners. We've got InterVarsity. If you don't know them, they're a campus ministry at OU that our church partners with and supports. And we've also worked with Oasis. And Oasis is a organization that is available, or that's at OU. They're not necessarily a Christian organization, but they're run by Christians, and their intent is how do we get an international student involved with a Christian family? And so we've had the great opportunity of working with them. They've been able to connect us with a lot of students. I could tell you honestly, this is a bad thing probably, but I don't even know a building name at OU, so let alone know a person. So it's really been great for them to have the connections in that way. So I want to take a real quick commercial break and talk about missional communities. And Dean alluded to it, but it's really been a blessing to my wife and I, primarily because it's given us the opportunity to do mission very similar to our topic, A Family on Mission. It's given us the opportunity to be with a group of people from this church who have supported all the mission, and we can do it together. And I think there's lots of biblical examples about how God sent his people in pairs and in groups. And missions are really difficult. And I know that alone, I am really bad at it. But it really helps to have a group of people together to do that. And so that's been a real blessing. The next thing is that it gives us the opportunity to consistently be on mission. I'm really bad about, I could pray about on the way to work, hey, I want to be on mission today. But when I get in the daily grind, I'm not thinking about that. And so when I'm in a missional community and we've got something scheduled, I'm in the mindset and I know what I need to do. And so I think that really helps. So anyways, that's my commercial break, so I apologize. But real quick, why are we doing this? So I want to use a brief piece of scripture here from Leviticus 19, 33 through 34. It says, when a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And so I think when I think of international students, and we've come to see it more and more, they really are strangers here. There's no connection that they have with the U.S. other than that the university that they go to in their home country had a connection with OU. And so they come here, they come on a plane, they have 2 bags or whatever they got to carry on, and they come here, and what's next, right? And so there's a lot of physical needs that these students have. they get here and they don't have much other than clothes and some other belongings. So we have the opportunity to give them a welcome basket of pots, pans, utensils, those types of things. They also, a lot of times, they don't have cars. They may never get a car when they're here because they live so close to campus. So we have the opportunity to take them around. And then lastly, they all want to learn English better, right? And so that's pretty easy for us to do. We speak it. And so I know like the Zeebs have done a really good job of being conversation partners. And so our event with the game time is going to be a great time to have conversation with internationals. And they're not going to just love to talk with you, to hear about you and learn, but they're also going to be great to just learn English. And so that's a great way to meet some physical needs. And we all know that when we meet physical needs, it's a whole lot easier. At least I feel a whole lot easier making a conversation about Christ. And they're more receptive to that. Then, obviously, these guys have emotional needs. And a lot of that comes down to the fact that in a lot of other cases that we've experienced, they will not go back until they are done with their studies back home. And so they really miss family. And so holidays are really great opportunity to share Christ with them, because our holidays have rich Christian heritage, and that's a natural conversation with them. But they're also just looking for friends. And so I think this game time is going to be an awesome opportunity for us to interact as a church with the international students. And, you know, we're really excited about it as a missional community, because we've had conversations with a lot of these students about inviting them to church, having spiritual discussions. And while I can't tell you that any of them have come yet, we're getting closer, right? We're going to have some people with the foot in the door, and we're going to have some interactions with more of you from the church. And so I'm really excited about that. And secondly, Oasis has hooked us up with 15 students who we've never even met. And so that's even more people that we can work to touch. So we're really excited about the opportunity, and it's going to be a great opportunity for people of all ages. So we'd love to have you play some games. Thank you.